Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1074 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 43:30 minutes. I was in the automobile with Mr. Frank and Mr. Black, and his leg was shaking. He was under arrest at the time. Cross-examination. I don't know what he was doing in the office. I saw some other people up there that I didn't recognize. I was sent to the pencil factory to notice Mr. Frank in the pencil factory. I thought Mr. Frank would be arrested. J.L. Beavers, sworn for the state. I am chief of police of the city of Atlanta. I was at the pencil factory on Tuesday, April 29th, and saw what I took to be a splotch of blood on the floor right near this little dressing room. The office floor seemed to be as big as a quarter in the center and scattered out in the direction of this room near the door. There was one spot and some other scattered around that. Cross-examination. It may have been Monday that I was at the pencil factory. I don't know whether it was blood or not. It looked like blood. R.M. Lassiter, sworn for the state. I am a city policeman. On Sunday morning, April 27th, I found a parasol in the bottom of the elevator shaft. It was laying about the center of the shaft. I also found a ball of rope twine, small wrapping twine, and also something that looked like a person's stool. Cross-examination. I noticed evidence of dragging from the elevator in the basement. As I passed the rear door at 12 o'clock, the door was closed. The umbrella was not crushed. I found it between 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. The elevator comes down there and hits the ground plump at the bottom of the basement. Redirect examination. I don't know whether the elevator shaft has a cement bottom or not. There is a whole lot of trash at the bottom. L.O. Grice, sworn for the state. My name is L.O. Grice. I was at the National Pencil Company's place on Sunday morning, April 27th. A small-sized man, defendant here, attracted my attention on account of his nervousness.